Hello, and welcome to the BroadVision Q2 Year 2014 Earnings Announcement and Investor Conference event. My name is Eric. I'll be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Please note this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to Peter Chu. Mr. Chu, you may begin.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Peter Chu, CFO and Vice President of Strategy and Products at BroadVision. Welcome to our 2014 Q2 financial results announcement and conference call. I will first provide our standard cautionary comments on forward-looking statements and other legal matters, then review the second quarter results, which were announced in a press release earlier this afternoon. Next, I will have my colleague provide a product and marketing update and then wrap up with a summary. As always, we'll be pleased to take your questions following the formal portion of the call. During the course of this conference call, BroadVision may make forward-looking statements. All forward-looking statements included in this call are based upon information available to BroadVision as of the date of this call, including statements regarding our expectation of future financial results and product releases, and BroadVision assumes no obligation to update or correct any such forward-looking statements. The statements are not guarantees of future performance, and actual results could differ materially from BroadVision's current expectations. Actual future results may be impacted by various important factors, including, without limitation, changes in the market, competitive environment, and macroeconomic conditions. Additional information on potential factors that could affect the company's financial results is included in the company's periodic reports on Forms 10-K and 10-Q and other documents filed with the SEC. All statements and information can also be found on our website at www.broadvision.com under the company section, under investor information section, under press releases. You can also view our SEC filings and historical financial results under the company header, under the investor information section, under SEC filings. Now I will review the second quarter results. Our Q2 2014 results in terms of P&L, balance sheet, and operating highlights. Let's start with revenues. Q2 total revenues were $3.2 million, with $1.3 million in licenses, $1 million in maintenance, and $0.9 million in consulting services. Sequentially, this compares to Q1 2014 total revenues of $3.0 million, with $1.2 million in licenses and $1.2 million in maintenance and $0.6 million in consulting services. In comparison, Q2 2013 revenues were $4.1 million, with $1.4 million in licenses and $1.8 million in maintenance and $0.9 million in consulting services. Q2 2014 revenues by region were 36% Americas, 23% EMEA, and 41% APJ, compared to 39% Americas, 26% EMEA, and 35% APJ in quarter one 2014, and 44% Americas, 31% EMEA, and 25% APJ in Q2 2013. As we've discussed in the past, we expect our geographical mix to fluctuate somewhat from quarter to quarter, mainly due to our small footprint. Now let me cover the expenses. On GAAP basis, total operating costs plus cost of revenue were $5.4 million in Q2 2014, compared to $5.4 million in Q1 2014 and $5.5 million in Q2 2013. Now, income. In Q2 2014, we generated a GAAP net loss of $2.3 million, or $0.49, or $0.49 on the dollar per basic and diluted share, compared to a net loss of $2.3 million, or $0.49 per basic and diluted shares in Q1 2014, and a net loss of $1.1 million, or $0.23 per basic and diluted share in Q2 2013. Now on cost centers, looking at our four main cost centers, first, cost of goods sold, concentrated mainly on cost of services and cloud hosting, was $1.4 million in Q2 2014 compared to $1 million in Q1 2014. Second, R&D expenses for Q2 2014 were $1.8 million, same as Q1 2014. Sales and marketing expenses for Q2 2014 were $1.4 million compared to $1.5 million in Q1 2014. Finally, G&A expenses for Q2 2014 were $0.9 million compared to $1.0 million at the end of Q1 2014. Now, on to the balance sheet. As of June 30th, 2014, we had $43.9 million of cash and cash equivalents and short-term investments with no long-term debt compared to $45.9 million at the end of Q1 2014. Accounts receivable were $1.9 million at the end of Q2 2014 compared to $2.7 million at the end of Q1 2014. Day sales outstanding in Q2 2014 was 54 days compared to 80 days in Q1 2014. Prepaid expenses and other current assets were $1.3 million at the end of Q2 2014 compared to $1.4 million at the end of Q1 2014. Other non-current assets were $0.4 million at the end of Q2 2014, same as Q1 2014. Accounts payables were $0.5 million at the end of Q2 2014 compared to $0.4 million at the end of Q1 2014. Accrued expenses were $2.6 million at the end of Q2 2014 compared to $2.3 million at the end of Q1 2014. Deferred maintenance was $1.8 million at the end of Q2 2014 compared to $2.6 million in Q1 2014. Unearned revenue was $2.2 million at the end of Q2 2014 compared to $2.5 million in Q1 2014. Other non-current liabilities were $0.8 million at the end of Q2 2014, same as in Q1 2014. Now I will turn to Lou for a product and marketing update.
Thank you, Peter. Good day, everyone. My name is Lou Leparacci, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at BroadVision. While the second quarter had its share of challenges, the company did release a new service, and I want to share exciting news about this new product family, currently in a number of customer trials and soon to be released to a broader market later this quarter. I also want to share news about several improvements that the company has made in its business infrastructure. First, I will share news about the product. Yesterday, BroadVision made Vimoso available through its new website and through select mobile stores. Vimoso is a family of next-generation unified communication and collaboration solutions for the enterprise, which has been under development for the past 3 years. A personal version of the product is now available for download with an enterprise version soon to follow. Individuals may download the free mobile app from Google Play today and soon from the App Store. An enterprise version will be available late this quarter, and organizations interested in working with the enterprise version should contact sales at broadvision.com. Vimoso is the real-time mobile social enterprise UCC tool that unifies business communication in a single, easy-to-use solution. Users can chat, post messages, manage emails and tasks, carry on threaded discussions, share files, and organize all communications for sharing and reference. As with all BroadVision products and services, the enterprise-grade security built into Vimoso protects your business communication. Vimoso supports leading corporate encryption and authentication standards to protect users and corporate assets throughout the system. Vimoso also allows clear separation of personal and corporate activities, enables an organization's IT managers to secure the corporate activities behind organizational boundaries. Vimoso's interoperability enables integration with existing enterprise systems such as CRM, CMS, and ERP systems, as well as new application development efforts to leverage its rich social, communicative, and collaborative capabilities. The integration approaches supported include open API access, messaging integration, and traditional import-export of data. Now I will share some news about the improvements to BroadVision sales and market infrastructure. Concurrent with our product development effort, our marketing team has created a new web presence for BroadVision and its family of solutions. The goal is to facilitate sales through digital channels and to enable far more far-reaching marketing efforts. BroadVision has invested in new market automation, analytics, and social engagement tools that are now being employed to both increase and improve prospect and customer engagements. The investment in our business infrastructure serves to improve our ability to discover and engage in new business opportunities and increase awareness of our products and services. Our new web presence enables customers to find, download, and sign up for service more quickly and easily, and enables the company to more readily raise awareness and visibility about its products and services through social and business channels. The introduction of Vumoso's UCC capabilities complements BroadVision's existing product offerings to deliver a full engagement suite. Comprehensive engagement solutions encompass aspects of unified communication and collaboration from MyVumoso, personalization and e-commerce technology from our VV9 product line, and social and portal capabilities of our ClearVail product line. So we're very excited to be able to offer a comprehensive portfolio of engagement solutions to a wide base of customers. I encourage you to visit our new BroadVision.com website to learn more about our new products and to try our new service. In conclusion, after a rigorous period of development, testing, and customer input, we are very excited to announce the public availability of MyVumoso, the quick start version of Vumoso, for enterprise, SMB, SOHO, and individual users, now available on Google Play and soon to be available in the App Store. Other products in the Vumoso family will be released over the next few months. Vumoso highlights mobility while emphasizing enterprise-class security through the unification of email, instant messaging, file sharing, workflow, social networking into one cohesive and convenient user experience, and enables everyone to engage with anyone about anything from anywhere at any time. Vumoso maintains the hybrid networking approach pioneered by BroadVision, enabling organizations to connect securely and effectively with their internal and external workforce, partners, and customers. It is built on secure cloud-based infrastructure and embraces the most effective mobile communications paradigm. It is a unified communication and collaboration application for digitally connected individuals that may be easily organized and managed by an organization to offer secure and effective communication and collaboration. And with those remarks, I'd like to thank you for listening, and now let's open it up for your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. There will be a delay before the first question is announced. If you're using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. And we do have a question from Jonathan Honig. Please go ahead.
Okay, so I'm a very large holder. I was on the call last time, and I have a couple of very easy questions. First, what's the best number to get someone at the company to speak to?
So, Jonathan, we have our listed general number, but I would say if you don't mind, feel free to contact me directly. I'm at extension 1111.
Okay, and is there any way you can give us any guidance on when you expect the company?
Jonathan, I apologize. I think it's okay. I will, if you don't mind sending me an email, I will send you my direct line.
Okay, that's great.
Peter.
Can you give us any? Can you give us any guidance as when you think the company is going to turn the corner? I mean, is there any way you can give any sort of guidance in terms of the cash burn?
That I can't offer enough detail to support that at this time. As you see that we actually, even though we're still investing at a pretty consistent rate, but you're seeing that we're actually managing expenses very, very carefully if you do watch that from quarter to quarter.
I do watch quarter by quarter. What about any new products that you guys might be working on? Is there anything in the pipeline that you can discuss?
Can't talk about expectation and details of the product, but what you do see, we've talked about it, you know, more in terms of what's coming, but what we actually announced this quarter, in fact, in the press release that Lou just mentioned from yesterday, is the new family of product that complements all the offerings that we've had out there so far. And while it is early, we expect to be able to bring in the business on that beyond this quarter.
Is there somebody you look to partner up with for sales in Vimoso, or is this something you're going to, you know, tackle with your own sales force?
Oh, that part is, we have not changed our go-to-market strategy, especially with the new technology such as similar to Clarivelle and Vimoso. We'll be using our dual strategy of going with partners who are geographic savvy and at times vertical savvy. But at the same time, we will also be going to market on our own to sort of work on the lighthouse accounts as well as very large global accounts.
Okay. And in terms of how you get paid for Vimoso, could you discuss the payment schedule for the enterprises that sign up?
Oh, the payment schedule will be very similar to Clarivelle. It is a subscription model. It's a cloud-based service. And the details will be revealed as we roll out the different features that are available for premium customers, et cetera.
Okay. And obviously at this point we're trading at, let's call it $9.50 a share, which is approximately cash per share. And, you guys seem excited on the calls every quarter, and the cash is continuing to decline. Is there a reason why there's no insider buying in the company over the past few years?
I think that, to that remark, they're just, I don't have the details in front of me, but there's not a lot of insider, in terms of, I think we have a very healthy vesting program that we offer incentive to our employees, key employees in the company. And beyond that, I'm afraid I can't comment on specific details. But if you see that, I think we have a very healthy incentive program for promoting people to be aligned with our shareholders.
Okay, I mean, it's a shame if I was, working at one of these startup companies in Silicon Valley, they would at least assign some value to the enterprise value of this corporation. And it seems like no one's out there. Again, you could reach out to some of these small firms to do a presentation or something. There hasn't been one announcement until last night at 4:20 after the market in the entire quarter. And one, that's a terrible time to put out a press release for a company. And two, there should be a little bit more, investor relations or, go to get the investors to understand why this should move forward. Is this something that the company has discussed, or it's just, the same old broad vision?
Well, Jonathan, I think that's a very good point you make. And on this particular point, because, being involved both on the field as well as now as CFO, I think that for us, we're a very conservative company in that sense. To talk about a new, very exciting technology, which we've invested heavily, as you just commented on, we actually are, we will be talking more and more about it, but the way we want to talk about it is actually when we have substantial results to show, whether it's in the form of, material deals and representative customers. We'd be very happy to share with people as opposed to just talking. Currently we're talking about a product announcement, but as more material details do surface, we'd be very, very happy to share with the community out there.
Okay, so my last question. So you're happy with where you're making your investments. Who would Vimoso compete with? Who in the market space right now would you be going, head on with, so that we could sort of get a valuation on when you do get revenues in the door, who we could compare your company to?
Well, I think it's start with the traditional suspects. You can sort of draw the big circles, or you can draw very, very tight circles in terms of the competitive landscape. It is a communication collaboration tool, and that puts us square in part to really extend and complement what we've done with the Clarivelle family. But obviously, as you extend these solutions to address more, because the Vimoso focus is on mobility as well as its ability to consolidate and deliver real-time information, unifying information into a single spot in the cloud for quicker access. As you can see, as a general productivity solution for enterprises, this starts to take us even beyond where Clarivelle has been, We expect to have a lot of competition, both from very young startups in this space to a lot of the traditional players that have been out there thinking about social, thinking about productivity, and thinking about collaboration.
Can you name a few of those companies just because I'm really not, I'm sort of in the company. I have a big position based upon the valuation, but I'm not very tech savvy.
Okay. Well, the traditional market that Clarivo has been in, we're not really in our position to talk about competitors, but if you go and look at enterprise social networking solutions, you'll see publicly listed companies very easily. And I'd be happy to talk to you, perhaps
okay.
offline as a lot
All
of
right.
shareholders.
All right, I appreciate the comments today, and I wish you best of luck.
Thank you, Jonathan.
At this time, I'm showing no further questions. As a reminder, that's star 1 to ask a question.
Well, hopefully we've delivered a lot of good information to the people out there on the line. And if there are no other questions, Lou and I want to thank you all on behalf of BroadVision for joining the call. And if there are no more questions, we will see you in another quarter's time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.